Code Mingle AI Podcast, July 15, 2026. Welcome to the Code Mingle AI Podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. I'm going to keep this one tight, because two stories this week actually move the ground under your feet, and the rest are quieter defaults being flipped in ways engineering teams should notice. Story 1. Prism ML shipped Bonsai 27B. It's a low-bit build of QN3.627B in two flavors, a ternary variant at about 1.7 bits per weight and 5.9 gigabytes, and a 1-bit variant at 1.1 bits per weight and 3.9 gigabytes. The 3.9 gigabyte version fits on an iPhone 17 Pro. That's the headline. The number that matters more, if you're building agents, is that the ternary variant retains about 95% of the full precision benchmark score, and the 1-bit variant retains about 90%. Tool calling drops a bit more sharply, that's the honest caveat, but on math and coding, both variants stay within a few points of the full model. Reported throughput is up to 163 tokens per second on an RTX 5090 and 87 on an M5 Max laptop. Why it matters? The marginal cost of a 100-step agent loop, running on-device, is roughly the electricity to run your laptop. That changes what a hybrid architecture looks like. The interesting pattern for the next few months is local Bonsai worker for the routine steps, frontier cloud model reserved for the hard planner and verifier steps. Story 2. MindGuard published a full disclosure zero-day in Cursor. It's an old-fashioned bug in a modern tool. On Windows, Cursor searches for Git binaries in several locations, including the workspace root, and if it finds one, it runs it. No prompt, no approval, no click. Open a repository, get arbitrary code execution. MindGuard reported it in December of last year and re-reported it repeatedly. 197 Cursor versions later, it still reproduces. That's the reason they went public. The lesson isn't that Cursor is uniquely bad. It's that AI-native developer tools have quietly inherited the entire classical desktop attack surface, on top of the new one that comes from tool calling loops. If you deploy Cursor across a fleet, this is your week to open unknown repos in sandboxes and to pin your Git executable resolution. Story 3, briefly. GitHub flipped Dependabot's default. Version update pull requests now wait 3 days after a package is published before opening. Security updates still open immediately. It's a small change with a big second-order effect, a non-trivial number of auto-merge on green pipelines were, in practice, the fastest path for a poisoned NPM release to reach production. 3-day cooldown gives the ecosystem time to catch it. Go split your Dependabot, IML this week, separate version from security. Story 4. A blog post by Robert Ross called The Agentic Loop, Three Loops in a Trench Coat, is quickly becoming the reference decomposition for agent architectures. His argument is that what most teams call the agent loop is actually three concentric loops: an inference loop that owns chat history and resends the transcript every turn, a tool loop that dispatches function calls and handles the messy error surfaces, and an optional human loop for approval and resumption. It sounds obvious once you hear it. It's not, because most agent postmortems attribute failures to the wrong layer. If you take one thing from this, transcript compaction and token cost belong in the inference loop, tool call retries belong in the tool loop, and approval fatigue bugs belong in the human loop. Use the vocabulary and your incident reviews will get sharper immediately. Story 5. A small project called Picchio landed this week that's worth pinning to the wall if you self-host anything. It measures local LLM inference honestly. Two findings. Four builds of the same QN3.59B model, all labeled Q4KM, actually measured between 5.02 and 5.27 bits per weight. The label is more of a suggestion than a spec. And on the same model and file, losing the GPU cost 22 times on perfill, but under 2 times on decode. That's the opposite of common intuition, and silent CPU fallback is often the hidden cause. If your local inference cost model is built on a quant label and 1 tokens per second number, it's wrong by a factor that matters. The takeaway for the week. Local first agents are crossing the credibility line, and the tooling around them, IDEs, package managers, inference stacks, is finally getting audited like production software. That's a healthy pairing. If you do three things this week, audit your AIDE fleet for the cursor pattern, split your Dependabot, IML, and stand up a small hybrid inference loop prototype with a local model handling the routine steps. That's the practical playbook. Now the quiz lightning round. Five questions from this week's newsletter. I'll read the question. Then give the answer and the reason it matters. Question 1. What is the reported effective bits per weight and on-disk size of 1-bit Bonsai 27B, and roughly what fraction of the full precision benchmark score does it retain? Option A, 4 bits per weight, 18 gigabytes, about 99% retention. Option B, 1.71 bits per weight, 5.9 gigabytes, about 95% retention. Option C, 1.125 bits per weight, 3.9 gigabytes, about 90% retention. Option D, 0.5 bits per weight, 2 gigabytes, about 75% retention. The answer is C, 1-bit Bonsai 27B uses binary weights with FP16 groupwise scaling for 1.125 effective bits per weight, occupies 3.9 gigabytes, and retains about 90% of the baseline. The 1.71-bit, 5.9 gigabyte, 95% figure is the ternary variant. That's the one to reach for on agentic workloads because the tool calling drop is smaller. Question 2, why is the cursor Git.exe issue notable beyond being a single vendor bug? Option A, it requires a sophisticated prompt injection chain. Option B, it affects only Linux Flatpak users. Option C, it is a classical desktop app remote code execution, auto-executing a workspace relative binary with no user interaction inside an AA native IDE, and it is unpatched across 197 plus versions. Option D, it was silently patched within 24 hours. The answer is C, this is a pre-AI era class of vulnerability surfacing in a modern AA coding IDE. MindGuard chose full disclosure because more than 6 months of private reporting produced no fix. The general lesson is that AI native dev tools inherit classical attack surface, and your security posture has to reflect that. Question 3. What is the new Dependabot default that GitHub shipped on July 14, 2026? Option A, all version and security updates are delayed by 7 days. Option B, version updates wait until a release has been on the registry for at least 3 days, and security updates still open immediately. Option C, Dependabot no longer opens PRs for NPM packages. Option D, Dependabot requires a signed SBOM before opening any PR. The answer is B, 3-day cooldown for version updates, no delay on security updates. The point is to give the ecosystem time to surface a compromised release before your bot merges it, without slowing down critical fixes. Question 4. In Robert Ross's Three Loops Decomposition, which loop is responsible for chat history persistence and resending the transcript on every turn, and therefore where transcript compaction should live? Option A, the tool loop. Option B, the human loop. Option C, the inference loop. Option D, the retry loop. The answer is C, the inference loop. Model provider APIs are stateless, so you resend the transcript every turn. That makes the inference loop the correct layer for compaction, prompt prefix pinning, and KV cache reuse, not some vague prompt optimizer bolted on the side. Question 5. According to Picchio's findings, which statement about local inference measurement is accurate? Option A, all GGUF files labeled Q4KM are guaranteed to have identical bits per weight. Option B, losing the GPU affects decode far more than perfil on the same model. Option C, 4Q4KM builds of the same QN3.59 be measured between 5.02 and 5.27 effective bits per weight, and silent CPU fallback can make a remembered tokens per second number impossible to reproduce. Option D, Alama and Llama, CPP always agree within 1%. The answer is C, quant labels are approximate, and losing the GPU actually costs about 22 times on perfil, but under 2 times on decode, the opposite of what most people assume. If you self-host, put Picchio in your CI matrix. That's the briefing. Two headlines, three defaults quietly flipping, one shared vocabulary for agent loops that's worth adopting. See you next week.